The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Hey, Mel. Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty...
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove. The perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, Coast to Coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us is the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that, of course, is Trevor Lawrence, and he's brought to us today on behalf of Head and Shoulders and PNG Battles of the Paddles. Trevor Lawrence, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for jumping on board with us again. How are you?
What's up, Zach? Good to see you, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you for having me, man. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. You know, I had high expectations for your team entering this season. I know you had high expectations as well. You guys not making the playoffs, when you look back and explain what happened with the Jaguars in the year of 2023, what stands out to you a few weeks removed from the season?
You know, it's all about, especially in the NFL, it's all about playing your best football at the end of the season at the right time. And, you know, we weren't able to do that this year. I think there's a lot of factors, you know, for whatever reason. Just the ups and downs of the season we didn't handle as well as we did the year before. You know, we were able to overcome a lot, you know, 2 years ago and put ourselves in a position to make the playoffs, win a playoff game. And this year we weren't able to do that for whatever reason. We had a lot of injuries at different times of the season. We were missing some guys here and there, but every team's going to deal with that at some point. So I think collectively the biggest thing is just we got to handle adversity a little bit better. We got to find a way to just play our best ball at the end of the season. Don't peak too early. You know, we started the season great. We were in a good spot in November, early December, and then the end of the year we just didn't play our best. So figure out how we do that and moving forward to not make the same mistake, you know, in the years to come.
Yeah, and where's your confidence that you guys are going to be able to do that and you're going to be able to get the best version of this team out of this team next year and be back in the playoffs and be a threat in the playoffs?
I'm really confident. You know, I think we have a lot of the right pieces in place. I think we've done a great job the past couple off seasons of bringing people in and the different free agents that we've been able to bring in and the type of people. I think we have good leaders, but we're gonna have to step up, especially this off season, more than we have in the past. Obviously, we didn't meet expectations and we fell short of what we wanted to do, and no one saw us, you know, not making the playoffs, and especially ourselves. That wasn't the goal at all. So we got to look in the mirror and correct the things that we need to correct, and leaders have to lead, and we got to have a great offseason. But I have a lot of confidence in the guys that we have. I'm sure we're going to add some pieces, you know, through free agency, the draft, whatever it is. There's going to be new guys. Teams are never the exact same. So it's also about how we take whatever team we have spring heading into training camp, and how do we get that team ready to eventually win a Super Bowl. That's what we all want to do. That's why we play. That's what we're here for. So it'll be interesting to see how it shapes out, but we know we have a big task in front of us, and I got a lot of confidence in our group.
I think the conversation as we're talking to Trevor Lawrence surrounding you is fascinating. You know, in year one, let's not sugarcoat it. Urban Meyer was terrible for that organization. Year two, you really had a successful season, and people said this is the transcendent player that you were talked out to be. And then in year number three, obviously, it regressed. How do you kind of describe what you've been able to do in the NFL, and where do you kind of fall right now when you think people talk about Trevor Lawrence and what you proved so far?
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of confidence in the player that I am. You know, I've had some ups and downs in my career, no doubt about it, so up until this point. And I think that, you know, I'm very thankful for, you know, I talked with some of the guys on the team, even after the season, and sitting on the plane after the Tennessee game, and, you know, we all kind of agreed. We're very thankful for the hard parts of our career. I feel like they've made us a lot better. I know my rookie year was very challenging, and something I never really had to deal with, and it made me a lot better, and I was better for it moving forward. And now we had another set of challenges this past year. You know, seems like we just couldn't get anything going at the end of the year. We really struggled, and yeah, we weren't able to find success. So I think, but for me as a player, you know, I don't think that I've regressed. I think every year I've taken a step. You know, and people can pull numbers and talk about whatever they want, and that's fine. I guess that's how people evaluate things, but. You know, for my development, there was things that I wanted to get better at going into the season. I think I did that. You know, I'm disappointed that I wasn't able to play my best at the end of the season. That's the biggest takeaway for myself that I'm disappointed in. But, you know, I think there's things that I wanted to get better at that I did. And up until, you know, I started having some injuries, I think I was doing those things that put us in position to win. And then in the back half of the season, I didn't do that good enough. And that's why we weren't able to win and make the playoffs. So, there's definitely things that I want back, and I'd like to play better in certain games, but I do think that myself and as a team, we've taken steps every year, and we're getting better, and obviously not making the playoffs seems like a step back, and it is, but I think sometimes that can kind of open your eyes a little bit and show you what you need to get better at, and honestly put a little pressure on you. You know, we need to have some sense of urgency. You know, maybe if we make the playoffs and win a playoff game, we don't have the same type of urgency that we have now that we missed the playoffs and, you know, fell from 8-3 to 9-8 to finish the season. So I think it's going to put a little pressure on us in a good way.
I think the way that we talk about quarterbacks is extremely dumb, and it's year to year. And look at the way that people talk about Brock Purdy. Does it amaze you that some people say about you that Trevor Lawrence is a bust with some of the things that you've still been able to do in a positive way 3 years into the league?
It's not surprising. It's a crazy world. People want clicks. People want to, you know, just say something and have these takes, and that's what it's become, you know. And I think it's become harder with the social media era of what we do, and just the way things are so instant, and it's all reactions, and that's how things happen. You look at a guy like you said, Brock Purdy. I mean, that guy's done everything that he could possibly do, being a seventh round pick, last pick in the draft, went to San Fran, has won most of the games he's played, taken him to the Super Bowl this year, and you know, people still try to find ways to tear him down and to say that he's not, well, he's really not that good. That's kind of the whole, you know, narrative. And it's like, well, I don't know what else you want the guy to do. You know, he's played great, put up great numbers, taken him to the Super Bowl, won a lot of games. So it's just the way it is. You know, people are going to have hot takes, big reactions whenever anything happens. And then you got to think about the fans of the other teams that obviously don't like you, and they're going to find anything they can to try to talk bad about you. So that you see that really in every fan base, every team, but it's at the end of the day, we have a job to do, and that's what I have to focus on. And I have a lot of confidence in myself and the development that I've had so far in my career, but I got to keep getting better. You can't stay the same. I got to get better next year.
Yeah. I'm really excited to see how things shape on out inside the AFC South. Cause I want to see how you guys respond this year after getting doubted. And we know what the Texans just did with CJ Stroud. Why are you guys long-term going to be able to outlast and find a way to solve a big problem now in your division with the Houston Texans, with what CJ and DeMeco did this past year?
Yeah, you know, they're going to be a tough team for years to come. You know, like you said, they got a great coach, they got a great quarterback. You know, they definitely took a big step from last season into this year and kind of inserting themselves into the not only the AFC South picture, but the AFC and the league. So they did a great job, but we got to focus on ourselves. We can't worry about the Texans. You know, I really have a lot of confidence in the people that we have. And a lot goes into to winning your division and getting a shot at the playoffs, all those things. And it's not just about those two games you play against that team. So there's also the Colts who have been good every year, put up a fight. They're always in the hunt. Look at this year. They had a chance to beat Houston to make the playoffs. So, and then you got Tennessee who, you know, got a new coach, new regime there. I'm sure they're going to bring in a lot of players. They're going to be a good team. It's NFL every week. So you can't focus on one team because the second you put everything into, we got to beat Houston to win the division, then you get beat by Indy, you get beat by Tennessee, you get beat by whoever your other out of, you know, division games are. It's a long season and it's really week to week, and you have to have that tunnel vision, that laser focus on each opponent. So that's the key for us.
Tell me what you're doing today on Head and Shoulders and PNG Battle of the Paddles.
Yeah, so I'm going to be playing in the ping pong tournament, PNG Battle of the Paddles event in Vegas, Wednesday, February 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch it on Overtime Season's YouTube channel. So it's going to be exciting. It's my second year. I'm with Head and Shoulders again. Just try to get the hair right before the ping pong tournament. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm excited for it, man. The second year with Head and Shoulders, and it's fun. We got eight NFL players that are going to be playing in the tournament. We'll see who wins it. Last year it was Trent Taylor, and he whooped me pretty good. So I gotta try to get a little payback on him, but he's pretty good.
Well, he's Trevor Lawrence. Trevor, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. Good luck. Good health.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate you, man. Enjoyed it.
You got it. Thanks so much. There he is, Trevor Lawrence. Always love when he joins us on the Zach Gilb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And, you know, we had to get into it because that's been a team that I had high expectations for. I thought they could take that next step after being a team that won a playoff game a year ago, turned it around, right, back-to-back number one picks, the disaster of Urban Meyer, and then they come on back in that playoff game up against Brandon Staley and the Chargers, where they came on back from down 27 points, and they gave a good effort against Kansas City, but then the next year, any big game that they had, they didn't perform well. And there's a lot of conversation. There's a bunch brewing with that Jaguars team. And next year, I really think we'll define the future of that franchise. Because if they bounce back and they end up making the playoffs again and doing some damage in the postseason, confidence will be restored. But if they don't, then it's going to falter off and fall into this spot of, maybe that was just a one-year wonder and a one-time thing for Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. But great stuff with Trevor Lawrence, and appreciate him joining us via Zoom as we are broadcasting in Las Vegas on Radio Row at Mandalay Bay. All righty, let's take a timeout. We'll come on back. Robbie Gould scheduled to join us live in person, the former 49ers and Bears kicker, when we return after these short messages. But first up, the latest CBS Sports Radio update with the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Doc, I'm sweating the small stuff. I can't sit still. I feel like I'm in such a pinch.
Well, this sounds like a clear case of scrotus tutitis. To put it simply, you need to upgrade your underwear to Tommy John. They're soft,
breathable,
and lightweight.
Please tell me they're moisture wicking.
Naturally. Plus, they stretch and move with you, so you can keep your mind and everything else clear.
This solves everything.
Not quite everything, but the thousands of five-star reviews and Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee will give you the peace of mind you clearly need.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
You can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Now can we talk about my...
Oh, I'm sorry, our time is up. But remember, 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.